Hello and welcome to the S Words Podcast, a roundtable discussion about pop culture topics beginning with the letter S. This is Stuff 37, so the previous part didn't really apply. I'm Dom.
You know, it's been a long time since we've done one of these, which is why I was wondering why you're doing that all weird. It's,
Hello and welcome to the S Words
Stuff segment. This is Stuff number 37.
Yeah.
Some sort of quirky remark from Dom.
This is the first time.
Hey, we're old men. Goodbye, everybody. It's over.
I got it right for once.
You can only get it right when you get it wrong. That's good to know.
That's so bad. Are we just going to just run with this, or are we going to do this again?
This episode's over.
This party's over.
No, seriously, it's done.
All right.
Hello, and welcome to the S Word Stuff segment. This is Stuff number 38.
It is?
Well, it is now.
Okay. God, I hope I remember this stuff right. This is Stuff's number 37 and 38. I'm editing this one, so it's kind of important I know which one we're really doing.
This is 37 and 38. Okay, then.
Who are we?
I'm Dominic Nguyen.
I'm Danny Sudivarakum.
I'm Kevin Chu. So it's been a while since we've done one of these. This season's been kind of slow going. Everyone's been really busy about things. So Dom figured it was a good, cold, rainy day to have us all get together and talk about stuff. So we're going to be talking about stuff.
So let's see what has happened since we last did a podcast. Let's see. Oh, yeah, the San Francisco Giants. I heard that they won a World Series.
What?
I heard the San Francisco 49ers are not winning.
They're going to have difficulty winning the World Series. At this point, I think they're going to have difficulty outscoring the San Francisco Giants.
I think the 49ers have a better chance of winning the World Series than the Super Bowl.
Well, hey, they might actually make it into the playoffs, which is just a sad reflection on the NFC West.
For those of you that don't follow any sports, yeah, we know you don't understand what we're talking about.
Yeah. We've come to accept it.
The important thing is that the Niners suck, and they might make it into the playoffs anyway because the other teams in the division suck just as much.
It's a sucking contest. We're just here to see who wins.
And we've found out what the title of this podcast is.
Stuff 37-38. It's a sucking contest.
All right, then.
It's so appropriate when there's just three guys.
Well, you know, Danny's on one end, and Kevin's on one end, and I'm on the middle, and, you know, it's just a matter of being...
Can we talk about something else?
Okay.
What are we here to talk about again?
I recall someone was mentioning this is a sucking contest.
I was talking about the 49ers.
Well, you know, there's officially no gay men in the NFL.
They also have sucking contests.
Oh, yeah, so Don't Ask, Don't Tell was repealed yesterday. That was a big party in San Francisco in spite of the rain and misery and cold.
Oh, wow, really?
Well, for small values of party, it was a big celebration, but it was done indoors, and people didn't really run out into the streets and set things on fire like when the Giants won the World
Series.
It's
a lot harder to set things on fire in that weather.
Yeah. By the way, did I mention that the San Francisco Giants won the World Series?
You keep saying that. You're going to have to give me proof.
You bought me proof. You bought me the commemorative issue of Sports Illustrated, and I got you a shirt and like a hat and a bunch of other things. I think we got bobbleheads that say World Series champion. There were a lot of things that people rushed out and bought because the San Francisco baseball Giants had not ever won the World Series.
San Francisco baseball Giants.
You have to
There's
specify.
Only one San Francisco Giants. They're in baseball.
Yeah, I know, but...
You say that as though the Giants are our football team, too.
I say it as if they're still in New York, and you still have to say football Giants and baseball
Giants.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Now let's see what else has happened.
Danny, move the mic closer to you. That's cool.
Let's see what else has happened. Danny has managed to avoid punching holes in the wall while at work.
Yeah.
Those are interesting conversations we have.
They've strengthened the walls. It's nice. It's fun dealing with other people's problems.
Oh, yeah. I got T-boned in San Francisco. That was...
by a vehicle.
During the sucking contest.
By a vehicle. Wait, that doesn't make it sound any better. I was involved in a car accident in downtown San Francisco.
How big was the T-bone?
Oh, you know, about 12, 13... Wait, no!
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of things happened in Kevin's life, too, but... Let's see here. We've been keeping... You started going to a gym?
Yeah.
Are you going to tell them which one?
Nope. Why would I need to say?
That's true. That's true. They'll just follow you on the way.
Because
out.
We'll
That's
have cool. legions of fans wanting to go. But I want to know if he goes to Crunch or if he goes to 24 Hour. It's very important.
I go to the community gym. I've been running about 27, 28 miles a week.
Yeah, you've been going pretty gung-ho about this
now. So I'm almost done with my Couch to 5K app that I've been testing for my AppCast show.
Oh,
so
that explains
I've
so
got
much.
Two more sessions to go before I'm done with that training, and then I guess I just continue doing that in the morning. Okay. So they don't know about this. When I go running in the mornings, it's like 5 a.m., and I get to encounter all sorts of crazy critters.
Yes, your wildlife encounters.
Including skunks and raccoon families.
So, did you see a possum family, too?
Yes, I saw a possum. That was a weird one. I saw one possum, no family. And so the skunk one is probably the worst, because when I'm running, I just see a skunk up ahead. I'm like, okay, fine, whatever. It's going to go run off somewhere else. And then it looks back at me. It's got its tail raised. And I'm like, I really should just run the other way around. So I do that now. And then I found out there's multiple skunks sometimes. So if one time I was running and, you know, there's the skunk in front. I'm like, okay, fine, cool. You do what you want. I'll go away. And I go to cross the street. Skunk comes from underneath the car parked by the curb.
Skunk pincer.
Okay, so where am I supposed to go? So I decide I'm just going to go back the other direction completely. But the other thing that's fun is that when people don't close their garbage bins, you get to encounter raccoons that don't want you running near the garbage bins for fear that you will steal their food.
Yeah.
So this is only the second angry raccoon experience I've ever had in my life.
Wait, what was the first one?
Boy Scouts.
Oh, okay.
That's fair.
Yeah. I think you'll have plenty of angry raccoon experiences in the Boy Scouts, huh? Anyway.
It's a sucking contest.
It's a man's life in the army.
I thought there was a Supreme Court issue on that already.
We're going to get in so much trouble with this one. Thankfully, no one listens anymore. Yeah.
I was just about to say, it's like, thankfully, we did just champion gay rights by saying, hey, Don't Ask, Don't Tell got, repealed. So, you know, we're good. We're good on that count, right? We're good. We're not going to get sued or attacked or anything like that.
No, we're not important enough.
That's good. That's good. That's
security good. By obscurity. It's a great place to be.
It is a great place to be. So what else has happened that we can catch up on? Let's see here. Car accident. Kevin's going to a gym. What's happened to the other S-Words members? I haven't seen them in a while.
You guys haven't done anything new in a long time. Do you just realize that? Come on.
What do you mean we haven't
done? We haven't.
A lot of work.
I've had to fend off, like, budgeting gremlins.
Oh, yeah. Danny's been, like, fighting off Schwarzenegger and his urge to furlough everybody.
Oh, not even furlough everybody at this point. You know, he's already established he's not going to go for re-election, so...
Yeah.
It's gone down the chain to where Chancellor Bourgeoisie has sent out the goons to figure out how they can save money. Fortunately, at this point in the process, they've determined that there are too many managers, and I'm not a manager.
So once again, security by obscurity. It's like, what does this guy do? I don't know. It's probably important.
It's more along the lines of security by being a load-bearing brick.
Ah, okay. So I've been doing a lot of drinking lately. Kevin's been noticing
that. I really surprising. Should look into that.
I've been doing less drinking.
Yeah, that's also surprising to me. Because I go out and I work at a website that does a lot of advertising. And this holiday season, we have been doing a lot of talking to our advertisers. And it's like, hey, meet me at this bar and we'll go out for drinks. It's like, okay. So I did that on Wednesday. And I was drunk and singing on the streets in San Francisco. And then I did it on Thursday. And then on Friday, we did a launch, and then everybody was like, hey, there's whiskey in the conference room, let's go. And I was like, I think I'll avoid drinking for once. And then right after that, it was like delivery for, you know, one of my coworkers, and it was a bottle of Jack from one of our advertisers. Like, well, all right then, delivery. Hey, another delivery. It's a bottle of rum. Okay. This is...
They know where their toast is buttered.
Yeah, apparently. It's buttered on drunk advertisers and drunk publishers.
I don't get to drink at work, unless it's at my actual company's office. In which case, yes, it's great to always have a whiskey bottle around.
I could say with some authority, the government does not allow me to drink at work.
Why?
Yeah, why?
I don't know. Maybe I should test this theory.
It's probably budgeting reasons.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, I mean, Danny's alcohol budget would be so low, though. They would just need they would just open up a bottle and let him inhale the fumes like a humidifier, and then he would be drunk.
Really?
And then they would close the
bottle. Yeah, I've never seen Danny drunk. Are you usually asleep before you're drunk?
Yeah, actually. Oh. Well, the thing is, I don't do much of the happy drunk phase. I will typically just skip straight to hungover, because I'll get the headache. And it's grand fun, reminds me that other people drink for fun, but I don't do that as much.
Plus, Miho drinks for two anyway.
There is that. Someone has to drive us back.
Right. What's new on your side, Kevin? Nothing?
I've got a lot of new stuff on my side, but it's my side.
I guess that's fair.
All right, then. Well, happy holidays, everybody.
This was a great episode.
This has been a brief update.
Brief update.
On what has happened in the past 2 months.
We have stuff we can talk about. Did any of us see Tron?
I have not seen Tron Legacy yet. I was going to do that, but then I realized, like, I didn't like the original Tron that much. It passed me by, you know? I was a little too young to get it, and I was a little too old to go, ooh, pretty lights. So,
what about you, Danny?
Well, yeah, here's the thing about me and Tron.
This is the Kingdom Hearts and Miho story, huh?
I can't really watch Tron now, because whenever I think of Tron, I think of Miho's original reaction to the Tron level of Kingdom Hearts, which was, what the hell is this?
I thought you called it the ugly level.
Yes. So it's like, and I couldn't argue with her. It was ugly.
Yeah.
It was true to form and still incredibly ugly. And it's like, wow, there goes that childhood memory. Oh, well.
Miho's good at doing that.
Yes, she is.
I own the soundtrack, though. It's a good soundtrack.
I don't like the soundtrack.
Really?
Yeah, even though it's Daft Punk and I was like waiting for it for like over a year.
Is that why you don't like it then?
It's just really boring to me.
Okay, I like its ambience, but I guess if you compare it to other Daft Punk stuff, that works.
Yeah. So I didn't see Tron either.
All right.
So that's our discussion.
We all talked about a movie we didn't see.
I sort of figured if I was going to pay $20 to sleep, I would just not pay the $20.
Yeah, and just get sleep.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, just looking at some of those pictures of CG Jeff Bridges, where you look at the stills and you sort of go, this technology looks like they stole it from Final Fantasy, The Spirits Within.
Yeah.
The animation on him is, on CG Jeff Bridges is a little weird.
We wouldn't have to steal it. I'm sure they were selling it for like 10 cents.
Part of the Square Pictures like clearance sale.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Square Enix is doing pretty terribly too. Did you see?
I don't care. They're dead to you.
Yeah. They've been dead to me
for a long time.
They've been dead to you for a very long time. But I find it amusing watching them just absolutely flail at Final Fantasy 14, which is just such a bad game.
That came out, right?
It came out and it's free to play, and still nobody's playing it. It is that bad of a game. That it is single-handedly causing gigantic sucking noises in Square Enix's budget. Yeah, it's a contest. It's a sucking contest in there.
So none of us saw Tron. Okay.
Nope. What was the last movie we actually saw? I've seen a lot of movies on DVD. So what have you been watching lately, Kevin?
Last thing I saw was 127 Hours, but that was during Thanksgiving weekend. I haven't watched a movie in a long time.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you been doing home improvement stuff then, or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Home improvement stuff. Start baking now. You saw that.
Yes.
I can bake now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did Amy bring you into that, or did you bring it in
on
your own?
No, I had that KitchenAid forever, and I was like, I'm going to make some stuff.
That's perfectly reasonable. If I had your KitchenAid.
I'm going to make some effing shit.
from some effing chiffon? Is that what you were going to say? Chiffon cakes?
Chiffon,
yes. What are you looking at me like that for? What?
I don't know. I really don't.
Anyway.
But yeah, if I had that kitchen, I'd be cooking too.
Oh yeah, I still cook.
That's good.
Most of the time. I usually never bring any food home.
Yeah, I don't bake anymore because I just feel sad about myself because I live with a pâtissier, so you know.
Yeah, you should just use that opportunity to learn better.
Yeah. I made this anyway.
And she'll be like, that's terrible. Here, let me show you how you fixed what went wrong.
Or more likely, because of the holiday season, she'll be asleep because she has to go into the office, into the work at like 4 a.m. to make another 1,000 cookies.
Or because she saw Tron.
Yeah,
you Tron fans out there, you know it was terrible. Don't justify it.
It was, what, 50% on Rotten Tomatoes? So it was basically split between Tron fans and people who didn't grow up with Tron.
I love the comments I see. It's just like, it's so visually great. Sure, the story was not good. What? Sure, it was boring for an hour. That's, you know, that's not a good thing.
That's basically the Transformers review, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It's like, it was so pretty. And then things hit each other. And then I don't remember what else happened. I mean, isn't that the generic Hollywood action movie thing now?
I thought that was just the generic big budget.
Yeah, okay, that sounds about right.
It's so weird saying that Tron Legacy is one of those. Or that Tron is one of those. Actually, no, you're right. Tron was always terrible. I fell asleep for the first Tron, too.
Yeah, the original Tron, I don't even remember what happens in the middle. I just remember the parts that look like they're a video game. You know, the light cycle stuff, and then the weird, like, gate-looking tank that they have.
Why do people like Tron?
I don't know. We should ask them.
Because they were young when they saw it? We'll find out.
That can't be right. Most of them were not born when they saw it.
That's
true. I mean, wait.
Wait, what? Hold on.
Most of them were not born when it came out. Yes. There we go. That fixes everything.
Yes, of course it fixes everything. Well, you see, Kevin, I was born when it came out. And...
Yeah, I don't think I've seen all of Tron.
Yeah, you don't remember parts of Tron because you go and you watch part of it and you go, oh, I don't remember this part.
I mean, right now, if I asked you, what's the story from Tron?
Jeff Bridges is a bowler and this woman comes up to him and wants to investigate a kidnapping, I think.
And someone pees on his rug, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it.
And
I
then,
remember now.
And then Tony Stark makes something in a cave out of scrap. And then light cycles. Right?
Yeah. That's right.
Yes. And then he writes country songs.
Yep. And he's a cowboy.
He is a cowboy, yes. Oh, that's right. He's in True Grit coming up, isn't he?
Yeah, so I think that's funny that in back-to-back weeks he has releases, one in which he doesn't act and one in which he does.
Well, for one half of Tron Legacy, he doesn't act. It's his CG doppelganger that's acting, quote-unquote.
Huh.
No, I heard he just doesn't act at all.
Oh, really? He just mails it in?
Yeah, he is like...
Which is weird coming from Jeff Bridges.
He's like, I'm so hungry.
Because usually, you know, Jeff Bridges is one of those actors who usually, you know... he gives a very solid effort no matter what. You know, he can be playing a comic book villain and you'll go, oh, yeah, he did pretty well.
I think he just had just no, like from what I can tell, he just had no interest in doing a sequel for it. It's like, really? How much are you giving me? Really? You want it that badly? Fine.
And I don't even have to act for half of this movie? You just gonna, you know, take a CG picture of me and move it around with puppet sticks?
I'm pretty sure that's exactly how it happened.
Exactly.
In the negotiating room.
Although, I did get to see Jeff Bridges on Saturday Night Live the other day. It was actually kind of cool because he showed up with the Cookie Monster.
What?
Oh, nice. I've seen Jeff Bridges in real life.
Where was he?
Conan O'Brien taping.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Was he with the Cookie Monster?
No.
Oh.
But I got to see him for reals.
I guess that.
What
I
was he promoting at the time? Was it Crazy Heart?
He was promoting... Tron.
Oh, was he?
Tron 2.
Tron 2.0?
It was
the game?
It was Crazy Heart.
Okay. Just checking. He was promoting Tron 2.0, the video game, which was why he was on the old Conan show. Anyway. Bring it back. All right, so True Grit. How much are you looking forward to that one? Because I'm looking forward to it.
I don't know when I'll go see it, but
yeah, because Christmas is it a Christmas Eve movie or is it?
It's released on Christmas Day.
Oh, good lord.
No, they pushed it earlier. Now it's on Wednesday this week.
Oh,
because you know that's what kids go to see, True Grit. And they probably don't even know it's a remake.
Yeah.
They were probably not born
when they saw it.
When they saw it.
Man, so we have a title for 37 and a title for 38 now. So, yes, please send an email to feedback@s-worst-podcast.com. Were you born when you started listening to the S-Words podcast?
There's also some sort of site you can go to, and if you're not born yet, you can go to www.s-words-podcast.com. You can find all of our older episodes and all that other crap we put up there.
And then if you go to twitter.com/s_words, then those who are still yet to be born can go and see what is randomly on people's minds. Your mind specifically. Oh yeah, my mind specifically. But often at Super Unker will give you some pieces of Kevin's mind. And
yeah,
Danny doesn't actually talk on his Twitter. He listens to us. Every once in a while, he'll talk about either how much he wants to punch someone or about a video game that's about to come up, and that is it.
Usually the video game is about punching.
Incidentally, since we're talking about video games and bad movies and punching, everyone should go out and play Vanquish.
That is pretty much a bad movie.
It's like a bad movie in a good video game. And it does have punching. So.
And they based it on The Rock, but they put him in a, like...
Really?
Yeah, it's based on The Rock.
The plot is based on The Rock. That's why they nuke San Francisco.
Like Spy Hunter.
Yes.
And oh, the Getaway.
Microwave San Francisco.
Wait, no, not The Getaway.
No, wrong The Rock.
Which...
We're talking about the needle in the heart Rock.
Goodspeed.
Sean Connery, Nick Cage.
Yes, that Rock.
That The Rock.
We're not talking about the person The Rock?
Not based on the person The Rock.
So not Spy Hunter.
Not Spy Hunter at all, actually.
No.
Not Doom, not Spy Hunter, not Walking Tall.
Wait, Vanquish is born on The Rock? Vanquish
wasn't born when I started watching this show.
I haven't had anything to drink all day.
Yeah. Vanquish is based on the movie The Rock.
Really?
Yeah.
But it's got...
Like the robot Russians, yes.
And jets and stuff.
It's got Russian terrorists.
And it's got a giant robot suit you use to slide around.
A small robot suit.
Okay, it's a human-sized robot suit that you use to slide around and shoot things. How is that based on The Rock?
Okay, so here's the thing. Terrorists take over a military installation and threaten to attack San Francisco.
Do you put a needle in your heart?
Maybe.
Give me a second. There is a sequence that can be construed as such, but not really.
Oh, okay. All right. Now my interest is piqued. My interest was piqued earlier. It's just like, isn't it like only like 4 or 6 hour game?
It's a fun game.
It's a really short game, yeah.
It's a really short game, but it's definitely worth a play once.
You can definitely bite-size
it. Not a wuss.
Yeah, I get motion sick from playing the game. So, you know, it has those really crazy camera speed changes where you'll be dashing to the side and then time slows down.
It is pretty camera wacky.
Yeah, so it's a
controllable camera. It's just, it'll go by.
It's a controllable camera. It's just that every 15 minutes I'll hop off to the bathroom and vomit.
Well, yeah, I guess there's that.
Well, it is a sucking contest.
That has nothing to do with it. Vanquish is a perfectly cromulent game.
I don't know. I think that works together with the every 15 minutes I have to go to the bathroom and vomit.
Sure, why not?
Yeah.
Good night, everybody.
Wow, this was a terrible episode.